Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that always got your back with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. If you're just getting started with your business, if you're looking to nail your business idea, product, service, whatever it is, you need to check out our free course on idea validation. It's a 7-part video course with a workbook completely for free. It's actually one of our most popular courses inside the $100 MBA. And you can get it by just visiting 100mba.net/free-course. Get going with your business and make sure you sell something that people actually want. In today's lesson, you will learn 5 tips when working with a freelancer. When you hire a freelancer for a specific job, it's a different type of relationship. It's not like hiring somebody full-time. And there are specific things you need to look out for and do when you're working with them. Whether you're hiring somebody to design your website, create a mobile app for you, edit some video, or shoot some great photography, hiring a freelancer can be a great way for you to get the job done in a specific amount of time in your budget. But if you don't do it right, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for headaches. I want you to avoid all those headaches, and that's why we're delivering today's lesson. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is brought to you by Braintree. It's a beautiful thing when your customers want to pay. But what if they could pay every way? Braintree lets you accept all forms of payments, including PayPal, Apple Pay, Android Pay, and more. Now you could take them all in over 130 currencies. And as your company grows, Braintree will stay by your side, from your first dollar to your billionth. All it takes is a couple lines of code to get you started. To learn more, visit BraintreePayments.com/MBA. Again, that's BraintreePayments.com/MBA. All right, guys, 5 tips when working with freelancers. This is really important because your relationship, again, with a freelancer is a little bit different than a full-time entrepreneur. This is contracted work, and you want to make sure that you're making the right decision for the right project. All right, tip number one, and you've heard it a million times, but it's tip number one for a reason. It's true, and that's you get what you pay for when it comes to freelancing. If you're searching for freelancers either on freelancer.com, Odesk, whatever, and you're on a budget, you might be going really low. Now, it doesn't mean the person can't get the job done, but it's going to take them longer. They're going to make some mistakes. They're going to have to clean it up. It's not going to be as efficient. You might even end up paying more because they may not do the job right and you'll have to hire somebody else. So keep that in mind. Take a look at your project and maybe you can break it up into steps. Maybe you don't have to do everything at once. Maybe you can hire somebody a little bit more expensive, but have phase one of the project. Get your website out there. Get your product out there. Whatever you need from that freelancer, make some money, make some sales, take some of that revenue and reinvest it in phase two of the project. You don't want to compromise on quality, so make sure you're not looking for the least expensive person to do your job. This doesn't mean you have to find the most expensive person, but keep in mind, you can break up your projects into phases. That way you can make it affordable, make some money, reinvest, move on to the next phase. All right, tip number two. When it comes to hiring freelancers, Their references and their work are key. You should base your decision on hiring this freelancer based on that information. So when you're talking to this freelancer, when you're emailing them, let them know, hey, in order for me to make the decision to hire you, I need to see some examples of work that is similar to the project that I'm discussing with you, the project I want you to get done. They have to prove to you that they've done this before, that they can do this. And the only way they can prove it is to show you some work they've done. The other thing you need to prove or you need to have on hand so you can make the right decision to hire this person is their work ethic, their attitude. And the best way to find out about those things is through a reference. So don't be afraid to ask your freelancer, the one that you're interviewing, can I have two or three people I can speak to? People you worked with in the past, maybe the people that you worked with on the projects you showed me. I just want to ask them a few questions about how it is to work with you. What's the experience like? It may take you like a half hour to make these phone calls to reach out to these people, but it's going to be well worth it. You're going to get a better idea. And you could just ask them very simple questions like, hey, how is it to work with John? I know you worked on a project that was similar to mine. What was the experience like? What were the best things about working with him? What was the worst thing? Are there any things that kind of stand out? Would you hire them again? Would you work with them again on your next project? And when having that, those references, those conversations to know how is their work ethic? Are they committed? Are they on time? And then having their work, their actual examples of work, you can make a sound decision. It's going to take you a bit of time to do this research, but it's going to be well worth it because there's nothing worse than hiring somebody, paying them for a few weeks, and then realizing they're not good for the job and they're not going to be able to pull it off. I've done that several times, and I'm not afraid to admit it. It's a big waste of money and time. So do some research, do some homework, and it'll be well worth that time, that investment. All right, tip number three, expectations is everything. So you've hired a freelancer. You checked out her references. You checked out her work, and she's fantastic. Now it's time to talk about working together. And when it comes to expectations, you have to come to a negotiation so you're both on the same page of what to expect when it comes to the amount of work, the quality of work, and how long things take, a timeline. So you need to outline the project, find out, okay, this is what I want to get done on this project. Say, for example, this is a website. I want a website that's designed and up and running. I need 5 pages. I need a blog. I need an about page. I need a home page. I need an FAQ page and a contact page. What will be completed by week one? What will be completed by week two? What is expected of me? Do I need to provide the content, photos, information? And when's the deadline for me to submit that? Because if I'm late on that deadline, then obviously the project's going to get delayed. And that's my fault. So everybody understands what is expected. How much is getting done each week? When is it getting done? Then obviously the quality of work. So outline these expectations at the start, the first day you're working together. This will save you a lot of headaches and also give you peace of mind. The other thing that will give you peace of mind is tip number four, weekly reporting. Make sure that you agree that there is a summary that happens at the end of the week, which outlines what the freelancer did and is about to do. Now, this is the things I've completed this week, and this is what I'll be working on next week. See, it's very hard for you to evaluate if they're doing a good job or if you're getting what you're paying for if you don't know what's going on. And it's your job to manage the person. They're just going on with their work. You have to tell them what is expected of them. And putting this report together is going to take them time, whether it's 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it is, or it could take 5 minutes if it's a really quick outline. But the point here is that you got to tell them, I expect from you a weekly report. Let me know what you worked on this whole week. What are things that got done? So you know if you're on track, if you're not on track, so your expectations are aligned, and what you're about to work on or the next steps ahead. This is going to really, really help you understand the progress of the project and allow you as the business owner to know when to expect a delivery that's on time and when you can start marketing whatever that project is. Maybe you need to email your users about this update or whatever it is. And this could be just a simple email from the freelancer to you, and you can reply to the email and give your comments under each point. I'm going to go more into that, the comments, the relationship you're going to have with your freelancer in a bit. That's tip number five. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. HostGator is an all-in-one website hosting solution that can help you be headache-free when it comes to your website. Not only do they take care of your website hosting and make sure your website looks brilliant with their design services and marketing services, but they're there for you whenever you need them, 24/7. and you can reach out to them via phone, chat, or email. That means no matter what time, what day, you can reach out to somebody that can help you out. If you need an improvement with your website, if you need a change, they got your back. And with their awesome pricing and their amazing discount to listeners to the $100 MBA, you get 25% off. And all you got to do is use promo code OMARHOOKUP at HostGator.com. Again, that's HostGator.com, promo code OMARHOOKUP. All right, guys, let's get into tip number five. And that's, it's still a relationship, even if they're just a temporary employee. That means you still have to praise them. You have to motivate them. You have to evaluate them. You have to let them know how you feel about how the project's going. Give them feedback. Especially when they're doing something creative, they need feedback from you to know if they're on the right track, if this is what you're looking for. But they also need guidance and motivation. When it comes to freelance work, praise is so underrated. Make sure that in those weekly reports, when you reply to them, to thank them for their hard work, to show them how much you appreciate, as well as how impressed you are with how well they're working. And if they're not working so well in a certain area, you have to let them know. Say, hey, I'm not happy in this area. I appreciate all the other things you're doing, and you can mention them specifically. But in this area, I need you to focus on this. I need you to improve this because this is really important to me. Communicate with them. Manage them. It's not a set it and forget it relationship. It's not, here you go, do this, and then just submit it to me when it's done. This goes for anything, even if it's something like setting up your logo. You need to give feedback. You need to give motivation. You need to give praise. And remember, you want to be able to call upon a professional in this area when you can. So if you have a great working relationship, when it comes time to do phase two of that project or another project or a different project, whatever it is, you want to be able to call upon this person and say, hey, I got a job for you. And you want them to be thrilled that you're reaching out to them because you had a great relationship. So just keep that in mind, guys. Guys, those are the five tips. Let me review them real quick again. Number one, you get what you pay for. Number two, references and work, examples of work are key when making that decision to hire this freelancer or not. Number three, expectations is everything. Make sure you set the expectations of the amount of work, how long it's going to take, and the quality of work. Number four, weekly reporting is very important so you know what has been done and what is about to be done. And lastly, number five, it's still a relationship. Make sure you invest in that relationship, you praise, you motivate, and you keep things going well. That way you can call upon them in the future. And hey, you never know. They can become a full-time employee in the long run. We've done that at the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja, where we had freelancers that did smaller projects. They did such a great job. We had a great relationship that they became full-time employees here at our company. We're so happy that we brought them on. So just keep that in mind, guys. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you loved it. Guys, remember that on the weekends, we have Q&A weekend where we answer your questions right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter, BIZRepublic. Is my handle BizRepublic? Just want to give a quick shout out to a recent iTunes rating and review from Unique1995. Unique1995 says, one of the best business podcasts, 5 stars. I love the quick but meaningful business lessons, one of the best business podcasts I've listened to. Thank you so much for that great review. And guys, remember, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly random draw to win a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, a whole lot more. And of course, being a part of our private Facebook group that's buzzing. People getting feedback, people learning from each other, people getting support so they can make their business happen. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. I used to do a lot of freelance work when I first got started. So from a freelancer's perspective, when they get somebody that knows what they're doing, that follows these five tips and gives some structure to the relationship, they really appreciate it. I really appreciated it when I worked with a professional, and I looked forward to working with them again. By just following these five tips, it's going to give you a competitive advantage, and it's going to motivate the freelancer to work hard for you because they see that, hey, this is the real deal here. This person means business. So remember to always look at things at the other person's perspective. How would they perceive this? And understand that everybody wins when there's structure, when there's transparency, when there is a clear understanding of what the relationship's all about. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.